Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a mover and shaker in the entertainment world. Unfortunately, my mover and shaker seems to be missing in action right at this moment, but I am hoping that Texas-based metal rocker Tommy Bones will be joining us directly. So let's listen to a little piece of Tommy Bones. He has just released a new EP, only five tracks, and I'm sure there is a full-length CD on its way. This is track two, Murderous Rage. Definitely the sort of thing that you would want on your alarm clock radio. I think that would wake almost everyone up at 6 o'clock in the morning or you know, whenever you need to get up. I'm still waiting for Tommy Bones to dial in. I'm sure he will be joining us soon. I find it interesting that, you know, metal as a genre, it's a great genre. I have nothing against it. It certainly peaked in the 1980s. There were many great bands, but it kind of died off. Other genres came along and stole a lot of the audience. However, metal still does have a lot of diehard fans. I'm not quite sure why, but, you know, metal does hang in there. While we're waiting for our guest to arrive, let's try another track from the new EP. This is Fight. We'll be right back. there is no doubt about it. Metal is a great live phenomenon. In fact, last year, I managed to scam press credentials to Motley Crue's Crue Fest when it was in Calgary. It was 5 hours of absolute music mayhem, strange outfits, indoor pyrotechnics, and loads of booze. In fact, we had great seats. I thought we were special. I think we were in the third row from stage. We had a great view. I even had camera credentials. Not that it mattered. It really was just a wonderful experience. My wife, though, hated every moment of it. She's not really into metal. She's into country music. And when I told her the idea of, honey, let's go to Crue Fest, her response was, what's that? And I said, oh, Motley Crue. They're a fairly progressive country rock band. I haven't heard them. Sounds good, sure. Yo, we can go along to that. So off we trekked. I think she was getting nervous towards the final 200 or 300 yards as we approached the Saddle Dome. Everyone seemed to be dressed fairly oddly. There was definitely a distinct lack of Stetsons, which you normally associate with country music. Rather, people had makeup on. My wife has trouble with steps and things like that, but no big deal. I pulled out the big I'm press card, which seems to work wonders, and the nice security people just basically took us around all of those minor irritations of being searched. the little metal detectors, things like that, and showed us to our seats. It was wonderful. So, still no sign of Tommy Bones, but I don't scare easily. So, I am going to play you another track from the EP. This is called Burn.
Me now.
it's interesting the way that music genres tend to join together. While this band is clearly leading to the metal side of life, I see many, many other influences. Let me play another song. Actually, this is by a different band, GMT. It's called Punko Rocko. Now, GMT, maybe not metal, but boy, there are some big areas where they clash into the same scenario. I like GMT. In fact, I like them so much, I'm going to play another song. This is Holy Roller.
Hey now, all you sinners, don't you just want to be saved? Jesus can't protect you, man. Raise you from the grave and say, come fight you.
Alas, there is still no sign of Tommy Bones, so I do hope that all is well with him, and we will reschedule this interview another time. I do apologize to everyone that was expecting to hear him rather than some older Brit guy waffling on. Bang! Ah, that's the way life goes. I want to thank everyone that has listened. My name is Simon Barrett, and I do hope that you'll come visit our website, which is www.bloggernews.net. We have lots and lots of reviews and lots of hot news items. Until next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing you all a very good day, and I do hope you will tune in again.